I'm Francesca Vaghi. I'm here with the coordinators for the RAI Close Encounters Anthropological Conference that's going to take place at a university soon. Just to kick off, first of all, thank you to everyone who's joined us on the Boss Box. We're very glad that you're posting questions to us. In response to Levi-Strauss' question about how anthropology has no role in solving pressing issues in today's world, and that people living in poverty and in inequality do not have their lives improved by anthropology, I think you will find that anthropology is quite relevant in today's world. In fact, it's one of the main debates that goes on in our discipline, because as opposed, for instance, to economists, we try to look at the problem with the people, whereas economists might think that crises are being solved because there's a growth in GDP. They don't really see that in reality people's lives are still not getting better. And so I believe, well, clearly because I am an anthropologist, I do believe that anthropology has a good role in finding out how to solve pressing issues in today's world. I'm sure Catherine, Inish, and Ilinka have other opinions on this as well. So if you want to add anything to this little rant that I just had, or we can just move on.
No, I completely agree. And I think that it's a discipline that is really, should be very valued in the sense that it looks at issues on a micro and a macro scale, and it really doesn't just sort of disregard, you know, details that I feel like lots of other disciplines do, and it's much more connected to what's actually happening on the field, you know, on the ground, like compared to other, I think, theories and disciplines that are a lot more concerned with the more abstract theoretical sides, but there isn't necessarily like a rapport between what is discussed theoretically and what happens on the ground. So I think that, yeah.
Yeah, I would say just to add to that, I think it really does promote the notion of tolerance. And I think, you know, going out to study and understand how different cultures work and the way that different people live and interact their lives, it's fundamental in understanding how, why and how people are living in certain situations that they are. And if we can understand that, then maybe we'll have a better way of learning to help those people that are living in poverty, as you said, Levi-Strauss. So,
Anyways, we hope that you're satisfied with our answers. Otherwise, keep bugging us on the bus. And then Sophie asks, Inesh, how was it like to organize such an important event that carries the name of the university, being an undergraduate?
It's been great. I think maybe a little bit stressful, yeah, I have to confess. I've been privileged to have a great committee of people to work with, people who have definitely dedicated a lot of time and put a lot of effort into the event, so that's been lovely to have. I think it's definitely a lot of work, but I have a feeling I'm getting more and more excited as the week is progressing, the weeks have been progressing, and especially as we get into like the next week. So I think the conference, I'm just looking forward to it a lot now, and I think it's going to be great.
We also got something quite exciting. It can get quite depressing when you're really working hard and you don't feel like necessarily everything is paying off and things aren't coming together. And so sometimes you just need real boosts of kind of motivation. And we thought we'd sold about 30 tickets the other day. And then I got a transcript through of all of the tickets that have been sold. And we've actually now sold over 100. So
wow.
That's really exciting for us. And that gave us a big boost in kind of,
absolutely,
you know, last week. Before we get going.
Well, congratulations, that's great news, really great news. Ilinka, what has your role been in the organization of this conference?
My role has been mostly on the creative side of things, so to speak. So I'll organize a film screening, and together with Elspeth, we're organizing an art installation and a photography exhibition, which will also be our closing party. And, first, the art installation is going to take place in the St. Salvator's Chapel cloisters, so partly outside. And it's just a great space. I mean, the reason it first appealed to us is because it has great acoustics and sound travels in a very interesting way. And we want to play with those reverberations as well as with everything that a lot of students have submitted so far photography, videos, and sound recordings from their fieldwork. So all that will come together.
It's really exciting. The concept that Elspeth and Eileen have come up with is amazing. Like in the quad, it's just really, I don't think I've ever seen something like that done in St. Andrews before. So I would definitely recommend people to stop by and have a look, because I think it's going to be quite exciting. Yeah, and that's happening on
Friday. Yes, 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's maybe one of the things we should have started with. Can you tell the audience when it's happening and where?
Yeah, sure. It's happening on Friday and Saturday of next week, so that's the 12th and 13th. And it starts at nice and early at 9 a.m. on the Friday. And there are events that go on all day long, and the same thing for the Saturday, basically. So we'll finish with the closing encounters exhibition and party at 9. Well, that will start at 9 on the Saturday. So it really is like a full-on two-day event. But the thing is, when you get your conference pass, which, by the way, until tomorrow you can get for just £10 if you still get the early bird conference pass online, or next week for £15. Both of them really good value. I'm really trying to sell it here, but yeah. No, if you do get a conference pass, it's completely all inclusive, so you can go to as many or as few events as you want. So it gives you a lot of freedom to sort of go to the things, you know, pick and choose and sort of go to the things that you're more interested in, and attend a workshop and then go to the film screening and then just go to one of the talks.
If there's one particular event, if you've had a look and you think, oh, I haven't got time, or I'm a bit busy, and there's one particular talk you say you want to go and just hear Marilyn Strathern talk, we will be selling tickets on the door for, I think, £3 or £5. We've still got to decide on that. So it is possible just to come along to one event if you want.
I think that's really good to hear, because I'm sure many people will want to go hear Marilyn Strathern or Tim Engel talk. On that note, we can go back to another musical interlude and then get back and answer some more questions. We'll be right back. And we're back again with the coordinators of the Right Close Encounters conference coming up next weekend. We are going to reply again to Levi-Strauss's question about how economists can count stuff. And in response to your question, if anthropologists can do the same, yes, we can. As we were discussing whilst the music interlude was going on, anthropologists have qualitative as well as quantitative ways of analyzing data. So we can count.
Yeah.
And I think one of the great things about anthropology as well is that it emphasizes the benefits of being multidisciplinary. So I think that in reality, anthropology tries to bring together different disciplines to try to solve issues. So of course, we don't claim to have the answers to everything, and we appreciate other types of disciplines looking at the same problems as us. And obviously, we can look at your statistics and maybe mix them with ours.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think things are mutually exclusive. I think, you know, economy is absolutely necessary, and it's very necessary to have economists in the same way that it's necessary to have social anthropologists and to have them and people who are part of other, you know, who have studied other disciplines working together, all of them together at different levels, but contributing sometimes more effectively that way towards common goals.
Yes. Anyways, so going back to the events, why don't you talk a little bit more about the dinner that is happening, I believe, on Saturday night?
I can take this one. Actually, it was Emily, our catering manager, who organised this, but we're having a dinner on the Friday evening at 7:30 to 9 at Chili's Indian Restaurant on South Street. And anyone's invited, but I do know that we don't have that many places left, so if you want to come along and meet a lot of other anthropologists, and I think some of the speakers might be coming along as well, that's to be confirmed.
To be confirmed, all of our speakers are invited to the dinner as well, but definitely all of us will be there, and like Catherine was saying, it's open, basically, so if you buy your pass with the dinner option, now it's also cheaper, it'll also go up next week if we still have places left, because
we've got, I think, about 5 spaces left. So if you're interested in coming along, then definitely get in there and book your tickets now. And as I say, anyone's welcome. You don't have to be an anthropologist. Levi-Strauss, you can come along and engage us in debate if you want.
Absolutely. Great. And what things in particular are you looking forward to in this conference? Ilinka?
Well, to to the talks first of all, mm-hmm. And probably just as much to the art installation, to the exhibition. There's also going to be a workshop coordinated by Stephanie Bunn, which is titled Talking, Thinking and Making, Weaving Baskets and Internets in a Scottish Basket Making Community. And that's going to be on Friday at 2.
For those of you listening who don't know who Stephanie Bunn is, she is one of the professors here in our university. She is an expert in material culture. Her fieldwork was carried out in Kyrgyzstan, I believe.
Yeah,
Kyrgyzstan, yeah.
She's a very interesting character, and she has a lot of knowledge. So
absolutely. And the workshop is going to be really interesting because it's going to be quite interactive and dynamic. So the whole thing is, while Stephanie is giving a talk, there will also be people who are attending the workshop will be encouraged to be making something, which will be giving, you know, directions. So you can probably like leave with something you've made during the workshop, and that will be linked to what Stephanie is talking about. So that'll be quite a different, interesting way of getting involved with anthropology.
And what about the universities that are taking part in other parts of Scotland and the UK, perhaps?
Yeah, well, actually, the conference as a whole is kind of is a joint initiative, really, with two other Scottish universities, with Edinburgh and Aberdeen, and their students are also participating and have helped us put on some of the events that are on our program. So the guys from Aberdeen have organized a pub crawl, which I suppose would be quite a relaxing way for people to meet and coming from different parts of the UK. And the students from Edinburgh have helped us organize a debate, which is still to be confirmed, but they have also submitted a lot of students from their universities have submitted to our call for papers and also submitted things for the exhibition. So yeah, so it's quite nice. And we've been in contact with Hannah, who's our university's liaison, has been very good about being in touch with universities all over the UK. So we have people coming, you know, from further afield in Scotland as well, and hopefully it'll be quite a rich interchange in that way as well.
A few universities have also offered to cover the cost of transport to get to the conference, which is really exciting for us, because it kind of shows that they value what we're doing and what we're trying to put on. So I think Belfast and Edinburgh,
and also Edinburgh,
have offered to cover transport costs, so that's exciting.
So Levi-Strauss is asking here if people who aren't anthropologists need a basic knowledge of anthropology theory to get anything out of the conference. I think the answer to that is
not. I mean, I think it's a great opportunity to learn about what anthropology is about. I think if especially if you have some questions about the discipline and the different ways it works and the different things that can be investigated through it, this is such a perfect kind of occasion to see all of that coming together in many different ways. And
a lot of the themes of the talks are relevant in other disciplines as well. So Arjuna Padrai, for example, will be talking about reflections on the anthropology of materiality, and I know he's done a lot of work with transnationalism, and that's very relevant for international relations students.
And same with Betty and exactly. Their talk is going to be on the sort of what was actually happening on the ground during CONI 2012.
Oh wow!
And how that's kind of what the situation is with that now in 2013, so a year after that campaign went viral. So it'd be very interesting as well for people who are involved, you know, in IR or with for conflict-free initiatives and just,
And it's like you were saying in the beginning, I think that this the theme of this conference is just to bring down some of the misconceptions about anthropology as a discipline. I think that it doesn't have to be about the exotic or that kind of...
absolutely.
So let's move on to another musical interlude, but I'm gonna need Inesh to introduce this one for us. It's called Mal por Mal.
So it's actually a Portuguese song. It's kind of derives from fado, which is a traditional Portuguese music, and it's a contemporary Portuguese band, and I picked it because, well, it's from my home, so
right.
Yeah, bit cheesy, but yeah, hope you like it.
We asked Alinka what she's looking forward to the most of the conference, but what about Catherine and Inish?
So much, really, but it's hard to pick. But
I'm really looking forward to the very end when we can just have a glass of wine and celebrate that it was a success.
Closing encounters will be great. I'm also looking for, I don't think we've mentioned yet, but Patrick O'Hare, who was the association Students Union President last year, he is now studying at Cambridge, yes. A master's at Cambridge, and he's going to do a talk and then a workshop with Megan Laws, who's studying at LSC.
Wow.
And the title of their talk is Of Plastics, Personhood, and Postgraduate Studies, Field Notes from the Past, Future. So I think it's going to be very interesting. They're also then going in the workshop part afterwards, they're going to talk about the transition from undergraduate to postgraduate. So if there are students who are interested in doing that and who want to know a bit more about what that entails and how it is, how that process is, it'll be quite a nice open discussion to have after Patrick has presented some of his own undergraduate fieldwork. And he's also going to link how undergraduate fieldwork can continue to be relevant once you've moved to postgraduate studies afterwards, which I think is quite valuable.
That's great, especially for us fourth years who've just done our dissertations and maybe feel that it wasn't so prominent, but that is good to hear. So Catherine?
I'm really excited for the art installation in Salvador's Quad. I think that's going to be really spectacular. I'm quite interested in the discussion with, we've got the ex-president of Peru, Alejandro Toledo, and his wife, Eliane Carp Toledo, coming to do a talk titled How the Political System Deals with Incorporates the Indigenous Population in Peru. Mm-hmm. That's actually via Skype, but I'm quite interested to see what he has to say. I think that'll be quite interesting. There's also there's a pub quiz on the Thursday evening, which is organised by Anthrosoc. I'm a bit of a quiz fiend, so I'm looking forward to that.
They're so hard sometimes.
Yeah, they can be really difficult.
Pub quizzes, I've been to a few, and let me say, I'm not usually good at quizzes, but Anthrosoc quizzes are really difficult. That's great.
It'll be a nice welcome event, hopefully, on Thursday before the conference picks up.
And a nice chance to meet everyone as well.
Definitely.
Of course.
We should also mention maybe that we, for our debate, which is basically being organized by the guys in Edinburgh, the topic of the debate is open, so we are looking for submissions and suggestions for that. So if you, we've also posted about this on Facebook, so if you have any ideas of any topic you're kind of, dying to discuss, then definitely do send us either a Facebook message through the Facebook page or just an email to the Close Encounters email address, which is on our website and, on the Facebook as well.
Or if you're listening now, put it in the buzz box.
Do it.
We kind of already have a little debate going on anyway. It's kind of over.
We persuaded him.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I don't know. I'm just very curious because you guys seem so calm and I'm assuming that there wasn't always a moment of calm, but I'm just very curious to understand also all the different ways that you have come to organize different events because they're so varied as well. So how did you coordinate this? How did you manage to find the rooms and... very boring question, I think. Sorry,
it's a very essential question. To be honest, because you're right. A lot of thinking and planning goes into this. I think we once we had the speakers confirmed, it was a process of trying to find available venues, and we actually have kind of a funny-ish story about that. The Kate Kennedy Parade is a procession. It's on Saturday. So the entire quad is unusable, unfortunately, for us. So that was a bit of one of those...
Definitely a challenge we had to overcome.
Yeah. which was slightly inconvenient, but we have managed to have all the talks for that day in the Buchanan Lecture Theatre, which is great and spacious. So it's nice. And I suppose the parade or the procession for people who aren't from St. Andrews and who haven't seen it before, I think that'll be potentially an interesting encounter as well. it might actually somehow work in well.
I think a lot of the things that happen in St. Andrews are very interesting. I'm just saying.
You can agree on that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're gonna take another musical break. Here is "Home Is Where the Heart Is" by the John Butler Trio, who I love as well. So, stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back for some chat about the Royal Anthropological Institute conference coming up this weekend. Just quickly, let's answer Levi-Strauss's question about, yes, the president of Peru is indeed coming. Catherine, do you want to just reiterate what it is that he's going to discuss?
Yeah, and how he managed it. One of the girls on the committee, I think his family friends with him, and so we were fortunate enough to be able to get in touch. It was a little tricky trying to figure out a good time, just because of the time difference, because he's in California at the moment. So that's why he's a bit later on in the evening. But yeah, that's how we managed to set it all up. And what was the other question?
Continue on with about that just really quickly. It'd be very interesting to hear his perspective. Followed by that, we're also going to have a discussion by Juan Pablo Sarmiento. His last name is
Barletti.
There we go.
But Sarmiento is also in Latin America. We have, well, you know this.
I know this. I know this.
So Sarmiento is the first.
And he has done field work he's Peruvian, and he's done field work in Peru and done a lot of work related to those issues as well. So it'd be very interesting to then have a discussion by someone who is part of a member of staff in St. Andrews to then lead a discussion on this afterwards and see it from an anthropological perspective, I think.
Absolutely. Anyways, so there was more exciting things to discuss in the small space of 15 minutes. So please, we were saying there's logos that have been made by our students here.
Exactly. That was really cool. Toby Marsh is very, very talented. He's a creative designer, and he was really, really great and able to design the poster and logo for the conference.
That's awesome.
It's great.
It's so cool.
The logo itself is this superimposition of circles, and they all have different colors, and it's really cool because they all relate to the different elements of the conference. So there's lecture, art, film, debate, workshop, social. So each of those lines of colors is a different strand, and it also relates to the different topics that are going to be discussed, and just generally the idea of exterior and interior and center and periphery and coming closer and moving away and how it's a perpetually shifting, evolving thing. He wrote like a really great design abstract about it, actually, which we're going to hand out to people in the conference. And the main poster is this beautiful kind of like circle of hands. We have another poster which is a little bit more controversial.
I don't know,
yeah, I don't know if Yulinka wants to talk about that.
No, I really, really don't.
Well, why is it controversial?
Well, it's the images of two people hugging.
Or a rose.
Or a rose, as one of the people on our committee thought, but it could be interpreted to have like such slight sexual connotations if you look at it in the wrong way. I think it's meant to be kind of mother and baby.
I think, to be honest,
like, there's no sexual connotations in that.
Yeah, I think it's really beautiful in that it's quite an abstract design and it can be interpreted in so many different ways, and it's quite nice to see art, I think, especially, we're very privileged to have a very talented person and interacting with anthropological concepts and seeing art kind of mixing in with those and leaving them open for interpretation. I think that's really great. It's great to have art prompt debate, I find.
Yeah, Tony's been fantastic. I don't know what we would have done if we didn't have him coming up with these logos.
Yeah, great. And he's also going to design, you guys will all, everyone who's bought passes will have this cool sheet that opens up with a program and all kinds of like little things, like a map of St. Andrews. And he's designing that as well, which is great.
That sounds amazing. And I think this very well feeds into the next question that I wanted to ask, which is funding. I mean, this sounds wonderful, but I am assuming it took a lot of good financial planning.
Yeah.
How's that been going?
It was a bit tough to start with. I feel we originally got £500 from the department, and from the REI, the Royal Anthropological Institute, and that was matched by the department with £500. So our initial budget was £1,000, and
yeah.
Catherine's been amazing in managing everything with that, because we've had to make some tough calls. And in the meantime, I've been very lucky to be able to secure some funding through the school president fund. So managed to get a significant amount more through that. And the head of philosophical, anthropological, and film studies was very, very generous as well. And she, I got in touch and she agreed to also donate an extra amount for the conference. So we've managed to make ends meet.
Tickets sales.
Yeah.
Yes,
no,
of course.
Definitely tickets sales.
At the beginning of this, when we were looking at different, you know, different things that we wanted to do at the conference, budget was a really, really constricted us. And I feel like, hopefully, I mean, if we have anything left over, then hopefully that can be put on top of the base sum from the REI for the conference next year. And so hopefully we can, like, really get momentum going and make this a really big event.
Yeah, it'd be nice to leave a legacy in that way. It is, I suppose there is only so much you can do with a bit of funding, but we have, I think, managed to work our way around that. So
it's interesting. Great. When I started this off, the things that have turned out to be the most expensive for the conference are not the things that I thought were going to be where all the money went. So it's definitely been a learning curve as a not the most mathematically talented person. So being treasurer has been a challenge, but an interesting one.
Wow, that's really great. And congratulations again. and what about the students that are coming up? I hear that the people have volunteered to host students.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about this, Linka?
Come on, Linka, we haven't
heard enough. Yeah,
yes, a few people have offered either a bed, space on the floor, or whatever they can to any visiting students. So that would be a nice exchange, a nice way to meet people who come to attend the conference.
Yeah, that's great. And you were saying also that you've gotten quite a lot of sponsorship from restaurants?
Yeah. Yeah, just places around town. Well, quite a few different places around town that we've spoken to, and they've given us kind of discounts and offers. So along with the ticket, then there'll be kind of X% off meals or sandwiches or paninis or lunch options around town. If you check out our sponsors page, we've got quite a few.
Yeah, we were lucky. There, people have been very generous in St. Andrews, and we tried to, when we went around, stick with local businesses, so things that were quite, you know, St. Andrean, which will be nice for people who've come from out of St. Andrews. And we also, Chili's is where we're doing the dinner on the Friday, and they have also given us a great 3-course deal, which is really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I think I don't know if it's wrong to say this, but I do think St. Andrews kind of is the student life, so it's always great to see that businesses come together to help us out. In any case, we have about 5 minutes. If you want to have some closing remarks, that'd be really nice. So first of all, thank you to the audience who tuned in today. It seems like we had quite a few listeners, which is not always the case for STARS. So thank you for tuning in.
Thank you so much, first of all, for having us, Fran. It's great to have you, and also like a fellow anthropologist is perfect. I just want to say, yeah, thank you for listening, and also thank you to everyone who's already supported the conference and has bought a pass. And just to say that I am really, really excited to seeing everyone next week and meeting new people next week as well, and seeing everything finally come together and lift off. I think it's going to be a really great 2 days. So yeah.
Yeah. I just echo what Inya said, and then. Also, if you've got any questions, then just go to the website. It's rai-close-encounters.org. Or if you go on Facebook and like us on there, then we've got Twitter and we've got Facebook, and any updates and any info. We're this week, we're just going to be blasting you with all the information about the conference as it comes through. So keep an eye on that. Any questions at all, just go to the contact part of the website and send us an email, and we'll be back, get in touch with you as soon as you can.
Interact with us, tweet at us.
And we're really serious about coming up with themes for this debate. Any ideas, just send them over. Even if you think they're ridiculous, they might not be.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just thank you for listening, and do come along, because it is a very, very interesting event altogether, and it is organized by a fellow undergraduate, so that.
Yes, that is, I think, one of the most impressive things and aspects of this conference, that it's been organized by students who are in honors, which requires to, you know, we study all day, and then on top of it, you put on this event, which I find is absolutely impressive, and I hope you feel proud of yourselves. I'm really looking forward to it as well. We have one more song that Ines has brought for us, Aquel Abrazo.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could introduce it for us again.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, this is a Brazilian song, so the first one is Portuguese, this one's Brazilian, and it means that hug, which I guess is just a nice way to end, really, a hug, and also like a nice way to link into the encounter theme, I suppose.
Absolutely.
So I hope you enjoy.
Well, thank you for everyone for listening. Thank you, Inka, Catherine, and Ines for coming, and I hope that everyone enjoys the sunshine, which has finally come out. And yes,
thank you for having us.
Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.